HorseTeam.com.
Delaney, name of the show, America Tonight, coast to coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between. Wow, we're talking about water cooler buzz, baby, and there's a lot of it between politics, sports, and Hollywood. I know, we usually could care less about celebrities and movie stars and all that nonsense, but, you know, I'm a big fan of the movies, and we do our cheap movie reviews, so Golden Globes, that was what was happening on the left coast. We're going to tell you who won some of the Golden Globes. Maybe you scribble down some of the movies. I saw some of the movies, actually, and I liked some of the choices, although I don't get the Black Swan thing, but we'll dive into that later. Speaking of diving in, each week here on America Tonight, we take you inside the Beltway, take you right to D.C. We've got people from Talk Radio News who are there on the floor talking to the Congress folks and the senators and whatnot, and in less than 2 weeks, we're taking the show to Washington to talk about health care. Wednesday of this week, Republicans are going to start the mad battle to squash health care. And I think it's going to be a very long battle, by the way. You know, my take on health care has been this. It was shoved down everyone's throat. We already know that story in the town meetings and what happened in the midterm elections and everything else. But advancing it further, who in the world doesn't think we need some kind of health care reform? Of course we need health care reform. But I truly believe what was intended to happen, first of all, didn't really happen, and that there was just this, it's like a giant pie. You can't make up your mind what you want on your pizza. So everybody in the room wants something different. You say, ah, screw it. We'll just get a pizza with everything on it, and then it's sucky. You can't even eat it, and you can't believe one of the idiots in the room wanted anchovies. And you can't believe somebody demanded extra black olives. So you're stuck with it. So I think what happened is that everything was crammed into healthcare. And I truly believe the idea was, okay, we know the Republicans, if they should win the House or the Senate, and they should get the majority, then health care is probably going to be repealed in some form. Maybe not the whole thing. Maybe we'll just start this battle of picking things out. So in other words, we'll take things off the pizza because some of it's good, like the pre-existing conditions. Most of us would all agree on that. We'll leave that in. But the mandatory rule, there's a lot of tug of war over that one. Maybe we need to take this out. And I could be all wrong and just the Democrats really thought that they were going to win the midterm elections. It wasn't going to be an issue, and who cares? We'll put it to bed. We'll put everything we want in it. But I think it was more about that strategy. So anyway, the fight starts on Wednesday, and Tea Partiers say they are not backing down. They are serious about ending the massive health care law. This is why they voted for certain people, so they're not going to back away from it. It's interesting, too, because the Associated Press just did another one of those polls. You know how I'm in love with the polls. And, yeah, you can manipulate numbers, and it's a small sampling. We know all that. But this AP poll found that there are still some, let's say, raw feelings over health care. But some of it subsided. The poll, if we split it up, found 40% that were surveyed said they support it. Yeah, we support it. 41% oppose it. That's divided. And I think all along this was a divided issue for most people. Has the strength and the intensity of the people who were opposed to health care, has it somewhat diminished? Or will it be cranked up again when the conversation turns to health care in Washington, right? So as it sits, this whole pizza pie with everything on it, the law, in other words, expands coverage to 30 million uninsured, theoretically, and would require for the first time what I just told you about, that most people in the U.S. carry health insurance, or knock, knock, we're the IRS and you're paying a penalty. And which, by the way, for some folks who opt for that, let's say everything were to stay intact, it might be cheaper. So if they really don't want it, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to be forced to get it. And they'll just pay whatever the fine is, which seems awful, doesn't it? Because what are the reasons why somebody doesn't want health care coverage? They're young and invincible. They feel like they just simply cannot afford it. They have so many other things that they have to pay. And so if it's a question between paying this or paying that, I'm going to play Russian roulette with my health and risk it. So that's the problem. That's the problem. There's a million scenarios. It's hard to just throw one big blanket over it. Also on this show, we're going to talk about the playoffs. Who do you think is going to the Super Bowl? Because now there are four. The Bears, the Jets, the Packers, the Steelers. Did you hear the teams I said? I'm going to say them again. The Bears, the Jets, the Packers, the Steelers. Check this out. Chicago beat Seattle. Now, the final score doesn't really tell the story because it was a blowout. It was all about Jay Cutler and the Bears. 35-24 in the beginning of the game, it was snowing. And then the snow in the second half subsided. But I don't know that played much of a... It might have played a little bit of havoc with Seattle. I'm going to give them that. Because they had guys that were bundled up like you wouldn't believe with snow blowers blowing the lines, because you couldn't even see the lines at one point. But Seattle just never had it together. Matt Hasselbeck couldn't, he would throw the ball to the receivers. They just couldn't get the balls. That was part of the problem in that game. And Chicago had a good game. You can't take it away from them. The Jets beat New England. Yeah, they beat New England. How about that? After getting thrashed by them in December, 28-21 was the final score. That doesn't really tell the story either. The Jets had the edge the whole time and never let it up. New England had a couple of big chances and they blew it. One before the half with a boggled kick or play. And when you have the guy who's holding the ball, dropping the ball, that's not a good thing. And it resulted in a touchdown right before everybody went in the locker room. And really, New England could never get out of that hole. So the Patriots are done. They're toast. They're out. Tom Brady, no Lombardi trophy for Giselle to brag about. The Steelers beat the Ravens. Final score in that one was 31-24. This was really probably the best game of the weekend. It was exciting. It was fun to watch that game. And it was close. 31-24. Baltimore is probably kicking themselves. They had a lead and they let it slip. So once again, Big Ben, he always seems to have Baltimore's number. How many times has he beaten Baltimore in the playoffs? Crazy amount of time, like five times, I think. Then Green Bay, the Cheeseheads. It wasn't even a contest beating Atlanta. Matty Ice Ryan and the Falcons had their feathers plucked. It was not a pretty game for them. 48-21. So we got four. Bears, Jets, Packers, Steelers. Did anybody nail the score? We'll tell you later in the show. Hang with us. We're talking about why and how you should protect yourself in your home. We're talking about that whole home invasion thing. That's next on ATN.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 928-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Great thing to talk about for all of you listening, for all of you people who own homes, certainly. I mean, here in the United States and elsewhere, too, because we have a lot of listeners all over the world, the whole idea of getting ripped off and home alarms and the response to home alarms and how worried are you about home security. I went to one of these Crime Watch things, and the detective told me, for all my years in television covering crimes and cops and courts and all that stuff, he told me one thing that also, besides a home security system that also helps, just FYI, is to have a dog. Because all the criminals that they talk to, the security system plus the dog really scared them off. But even with a home alarm, a lot of times people don't understand what it is they need, first of all, when they go and get a security system. They don't understand about the response time for the police, all that sort of thing. So we thought it would be fun to have a residential security expert on the show. His name is Alan Young. Alan, thanks for hanging with us late here on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate having me on.
Let's talk about the whole idea of the burglar alarms and setting them and then going to sleep and thinking, okay, I'm okay. But there's different kinds of alarms. There's different things to set. So if somebody's going to buy an alarm system, what do you personally think that they have to be careful of and things that they don't know?
Well, there's a couple of things that people need to understand about alarm systems. I mean, the first thing that everyone needs to understand about an alarm system is an alarm system does not stop someone from breaking into your house. It's not designed to do that. An alarm system is designed to let you know that someone has broken into your house. I mean, that's all that it does. It's an alert that says, okay, there's someone in your house. What are you going to do right now? And that's the first thing that people need to understand. So when you're buying an alarm system, you know, you need to make sure that you're buying it with that in mind. You know, the average police response time to a home alarm is generally greater than 20 minutes in most cities, and it basically means that, you know, a thief is going to be in and out of your house in about 5 minutes if they're coming to rob your house. So an alarm, you know, the thought that an alarm system is going to catch a criminal or is going to really scare a someone that, you know, understands that, you know, understands the police response time, which, you know, criminals do, is something that folks need to really understand.
All right. So, wow, 20 minutes. So if I have, if I'm alerted, then what do I do as the homeowner?
Well, you know, the first thing that you need to really understand again is, you know, what can you do to stop someone from coming into your house?
Yeah, that's what
I mean. When I talk to folks, there's a couple of basic tips that I give people. You know, when you're trying to stop a burglary, you know, you're really not trying to stop the career criminal, you know, someone that's made a job out of breaking into people's houses. You know, frankly, about 95% of break-ins are not committed by, you know, professional criminals. They're committed mm-hmm. by someone that's high, that's looking to get a fix, that's looking to kick in your door, run in, grab what they can get, and run out. So in terms of some basic things, you know, I always tell people, make your house a less attractive target than all the houses around you. I mean, that's really the first basic tip. And with that, you know, first, just lock your windows and doors. Because believe it or not, there are a lot of people that do not lock their windows and doors, especially windows. The easiest way to get into your house is just through an open window.
Sure.
Whether it's on the first floor or second floor, especially during the warm weather. You know, you open the window, you leave the window open at night to get some ventilation, and, you know, that's a very easy way for someone to get into your house.
Right.
You leave your doors open, you know, you just forget to lock them. Make sure that your doors are locked, you know, before you go away, before you go to bed. then, you know, if you're going on vacation, make sure that you don't announce your plans to go on vacation. You know, don't post it on Facebook. This is another big thing that's happening now. Don't post your vacation plans on Facebook. Don't post vacation photos while you're still on vacation. That's just an open invitation to let people know that you are that your house is unoccupied, which most thieves want. Make sure that the lights, that you have adequate lighting around your house. Make sure that trees are and shrubs are trimmed so that there's no places for criminals to hide. And, you know, that the big thing is just strengthening your home's exterior. So, you know, 85% of break-ins are through a door. Make sure that your doors are strengthened. Make sure that a thief can't kick in your door. That's the way that, you know, 85% of break-ins happen. If they can't kick in your door, chances are they're going to go somewhere else if they can't do that. And that's, frankly, what we found after we, you know, strengthened doors that we had on property that we had that kept getting broken into.
Wow. And we should tell everyone, you're the CEO of Armor Concepts. It's a company basically that develops, manufactures, distributes security and repair products. And we've seen you, Alan, on many talk shows. I can remember seeing you on the Discovery Channel. I think I've seen you on HGTV as well. And these are... This is something I think that now, especially, I know in some neighborhoods, it seems to be up. Burglaries seem to be up. Are they up? Is that right, statistically?
The burglaries are up all over the country. I mean, that is the one. Frankly, most other crimes are down across the country. Burglary is one of the things, and property crimes is one of the things that's up everywhere. And it's really happening in areas where people would not ever think about it. You know, it's happening in the areas where you would say, you know, 5 years ago, we live in a good neighborhood. We don't think about that thing, that type of thing here. And it's happening all over the place. It's happening in rural America. It's happening in suburban America and the better neighborhoods because, you know, methamphetamine has had a lot to do with it. It's distributed in areas where, you know, those types of things have not been common before now. And, you know, frankly, criminals are starting to figure out, well, the people in the good neighborhoods have the things that aren't stealing. So they're going out there, they're driving through the neighborhood, they're, you know, pulling up in the driveway, kicking in the front door or back door, pulling out what they can get out and driving off. And it's happening in the better neighborhoods here in Nashville where I live. It's happening, you know, all over the country in the better neighborhoods.
How about apartments? Same thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Frankly, the majority of the business that we do is with apartments. And a lot of time in apartments, you know, you have to, if you're dealing with domestic issues and things along that line. But
right.
with apartments, it's a lot of times for apartment owners, it's, you know, economic and trying to find easy ways to secure the doors and things along that line. And for apartment dwellers, it's, you know, again, it's really the smash and grab type of burglary. You know, you go out of town for a weekend, you know, all your neighbors know you're going out of town. You come back, your door's been kicked in, and chances are someone was in and out, again, within 5 minutes. By the time the super gets there, all his job is to do is to fix the door.
Mm. Wow. How did you get started in this business, Al?
It's kind of funny. I was renovating properties. So I was just flipping houses, and people kept kicking in the doors on our houses. And it was costing us a fortune. You know, we could not finish renovating the houses until we secured the doors and stopped people from breaking in because they were stealing pipes and, you know, everything else that they could get their hands on, cabinets, appliances, whatever it was. And, you know, we couldn't finish, you know, renovating anything until we secured the door. So we actually went out, tried everything that was on the market. Nothing worked. So we developed what was to become a door jam armor, which, you know, is just an easy way to repair a door that's already been kicked in or to stop a door from being kicked in. And once we had that on our doors, we just stopped having the problems. People weren't breaking windows. They weren't, you know, doing all the Mission Impossible things that you would, that you got to think that they will do. And, you know, there's just too many easy targets around. You know, we weren't in the best neighborhoods at that time. And, again, once we secured the doors, we didn't have all the problems that we had. And then it just saved us a fortune. And then we just started, we thought that there were other folks that were probably having the same issues that we had. Started doing a lot of research on break-ins and just realized how often doors get kicked in, and you know, just started doing a lot of trade shows and marketing, and you know, the rest is really history. So you know, now we distribute through Lowe's and you know, a lot of other retailers around the country.
Yeah, Armor Concept products, like Al was just saying, Lowe's, you can get it there, Granger's, a bunch of other places. Al, thanks for sharing with this audience. I hope we helped some people, and we appreciate you coming on.
No, I appreciate you having me. Hopefully I've helped some folks, and we'll keep them safe.
Excellent. What a great idea. What a great concept. We'll have you on again. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right, and so remember that about the windows and the doors. In fact, I've got some personal stories to share with you next about this very thing here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. privacy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Talking about home security, you never know. We just had Alan Young on, and you may have seen him on HGTV. I think he's been on the Today Show. He's been on a slew of television shows talking about the whole home security thing, as he was just doing there. And people don't realize that. I think some people naively go into get a home security system, pay a fortune, and they have no idea what they're really getting, thinking, well, now I'm alarmed up. Nothing can happen to me. But the truth is exactly what he said. You have 20 minutes, maybe. That's the average response time from the cops' station house or wherever they are to get to your place on a break-in. So he talked about the fact that a lot of it, 85% of it, is people just cruising around and the kicking in the back doors or the front doors. I have experience with this. I lived in Vegas and lived in a secure place, supposedly, with a guard at the gate and all that whole thing. One night, came in. It was pretty late. I think I was in maybe, had done a show, was out with some buddies, came in about 2:30, whatever, crashed. Knock on the door. I didn't get up. Then there's this really loud knock at the door, and I wasn't sleeping well. So I jumped up, went to the door, and right as I was going to the door, boom, kick door robbery. He was trying to kick the door in. And I yelled, and of course, he scurried away. So it can happen to anyone. This was in a renting situation, but in a supposedly secure place. And what really it turned out in my situation in Vegas, I came to find out that there were other people who had been pistol whipped, where they had somebody had broken into like five different places. So I guess I was lucky in a sense, but it was a real eye opener because all they had to do, it's like Alan was saying, they just kicked and boom, shattered it right off its hinges. So I was lucky that I did actually respond to the door. That's another thing that a lot of people think you don't respond to the door, but really you're supposed to do that. The other thing that he talked about was the fact that people forget and they leave windows open, and it's easy to do, or you slide a window down and then you forget to lock it. This happened with my family. Of course, I wasn't living there, and it was my mother's home in New Jersey, but never had any problems. It's my childhood house, great little neighborhood, everybody knows everybody, all that good stuff. Sure enough, one time my brother's staying over, he leaves a window open enough, open the window, some people get in, open the window, steal camera equipment, jewelry, laptops, everything. And none of it's recovered because they were pawning it. They were posing as school kids, and they were doing that. They just came over from Philadelphia on the train, looked around, found some places, and looked for open windows or ways to get in. So I can tell you by my own personal experiences, this probably happens to a lot of different people, but you can never be too safe, especially when people are desperate, like he's saying. It's the meth, the spread of meth, whether it's in rural areas, whether it's in urban areas, suburbs, whatever. And, you know, you got to fix, and you want to fix it, and you don't care about someone's personal property. You got no tie to them. They're cruising around. They're kicking in the doors. They're looking for the windows. So just hopefully take away from this little segment we did that just kind of look around. Be a little bit smarter. Be a little bit safer about things, and then maybe that doesn't happen to you. Because then, of course, the other thing is, how many people listening, how many of you know your stuff? How many of you could tell me the product name and how much it costs and what it is? I guarantee that most of you can't do that. I guarantee you can't. Well, I have a TV, it's a big screen, and I have this computer, and I have this. I guarantee you don't know. Guarantee you don't know. It's interesting, too, because of the economy and what's happened locally across the country, there have been cutbacks in some cases in police departments. In fact, in a place not too far away from where I grew up, Camden, New Jersey, this is a crime-ridden city. I mean, this is one of the most impoverished places in the whole country. It's very strange because of its location. But they've had a lot of layoffs from city workers, and they're cutting up to almost 400 jobs. So that would be like a fourth of the city's employees. This is where they make Campbell's soup, you know, the little red cans you see all over the supermarket. It's where they make Campbell's soup in Camden, New Jersey, right over the bridge from Philadelphia. And so now what they're saying is there's going to be deep cuts for the cops and for firemen as well. And Camden has so much drug dealing and prostitution and related crimes. It's actually the second most dangerous city in our country, based on all the information from the FBI and all the computer rankings and things that they compile. So you got to figure, how scary is this? I mean, how scary is this if you have this going on and you have less police? So bad that a police union there took out a full-page ad last week in one of the local newspapers warning that Camden will become a living hell. That's the words they use in the newspaper in this ad, if the layoffs weren't averted. But it looks like so far they haven't been able to save any of these jobs. So you have a fire department where they're relying on help from volunteer departments in other towns, and that's pretty scary. I mean, it's pretty scary what could happen there. It's definitely going to be the number one worst city in America if they're already number two based on the crime. I can't imagine how awful it'll become. And this is happening in a lot of places. When you cut the police, when you cut those services, it's the time when you need them. The time when all of a sudden there's more drug problems, there's more crime problems, more burglaries, all of that is up, 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 and then, you know, alas, you're in trouble. All right, so let's switch gears and talk about a couple of other things here. We're going to get to football, certainly. In our last segment, we're going to talk more about football. And did anybody nail the score? The excuse me. The Jets were the biggest stunner, I think, for a lot of people, although I'm thrilled to pieces. As somebody who, for 3 or 4 years, I covered the Jets, a different team then, different coach, all that kind of stuff. But I am so thrilled that they beat the Patriots. And nailed the score, I picked the Patriots, but I do a weekly column, and I said, please, anyone, anyone but the Patriots. And why? Because I don't have anything against the Patriots. I'm just sick of the same team having all these shots and winning. How many rings does Tom Brady need? I don't want to see Bill Belichick lift the Lombardi trophy one more time. So instead, the Jets come up with a big shocker, and sexy Rexy Ryan is trying to get to the Super Bowl. He's trying to make it to Arlington, Texas, and we'll see if they're able to do it. But we'll talk more about that in our next segment. The story really of the week, we talked about it so much, was what happened in Tucson, Arizona. A couple of things have happened since then. So it's been a full week, a little bit over a full week. And what's happened since then, more stories are trickling out about Jared Lee Loeffner. And on the positive side, the good news is for the Congresswoman Giffords. She's off the ventilator because, of course, she was breathing through a tube and all that, which would normally happen right after she was shot and then undergoing the surgery and what now. But she's improving. So she's in serious condition after being shot in the head a week ago. Her husband, the astronaut, is going to do his first interview because everybody wants to know his reaction to scurrying to get there, the shock. He's supposed to be on the Discovery, all that. He's going to do that with Diane Sawyer. In fact, they already taped it, I believe. It's going to be on ABC on Tuesday. So I'll be curious as to his take on the things that happened and what he thinks, because I don't know if she asked this, but about guns. Because remember, Giffords is a Second Amendment person, is not anti-gun. So that was one of the things that happened, is that her condition was upgraded. And the other thing is that prosecutors formally, of course, charged, as you know, Jared Lee Loeffner. And then there's more pictures emerging of him, that apparently he spent the night in a hotel and he had taken pictures of himself and then went to go get them, where he was in a red G-string with the weapons and all that other, all those other sort of details are coming out about running into people and seeming like he was acting weird, and they're still trying to piece together, I believe, whatever they can find out about his condition and what drove him to that, and, you know, all that other sort of stuff. Okay, the other thing that's big that happened on the weekend, too, besides this Tucson thing, which we'll continue to discuss, is Michael Steele, the RNC chair, is done. He quit the race. He was pushing hard. Remember, we even talked about on the show with a couple of different people. He quit the race for another term to be the chair the chair of the party. Apparently, the rumor is inside the Beltway that he got offered a big chunk of change for something else, and that's really the reason why he steps aside. Of course, money talks, right? I don't need to be the RNC chairman anymore. And his salary already, I think, as the RNC chair was like $240, somewhere in that neighborhood. So who's the next one in that spot? That's a big position if you think of 2012 and the next presidential election. All right, we're talking a little sports on the flip side.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapon safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to HideYourGuns.com.
That's HideYourGuns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
HideYourGuns.com right now.
Hello. At OutOfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OutOfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
America tonight. We zig and zag all over the place. And that's good because there's a lot of things that happened over the weekend, I think, of interest. They're still cleaning up, obviously, in Australia. And we certainly feel for the people of Australia. I was watching the Australian Open. They're into their first day. And Darren Cahill, he was an Australian, and at one point he's coached a lot of famous guys. He seemed pretty choked up, and I don't blame him. He talked about Queensland being underwater in courts and all that sort of stuff, and just how Andy Roddick, one of the American pros, was trying to give money for something that he was doing on the court, and he was multiplying it. In other words, the tennis players are giving some money to the people of Australia because of how awful it's been for them in the floodwaters receding and now trying to pick up the pieces. You know, that's the thing. You know, it's like that adrenaline rush. Oh, my God, I've got to protect my family. We got to get out of here. We got to jump in a kayak. We got to get out of here however we can. And then once that subsides, the reality of, geez, we're not in our house. We got to go back. And it's destroyed by floods. Same thing in Brazil. The death total there continues to climb because of the horrific amount of mud that really rained down on those people. The mudslides were terrible. It's over 600 people and counting. We're going to get to sports in a second. Quickly, though, I hope this is going to be a fun interlude. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, Kate. My dog is still celebrating over Green Bay. Last Sunday when Green Bay defeated Michael Vick, my dog had a bet with the cat across the street, and he's still celebrating that. And Green Bay beat Atlanta, right?
Green Bay won. They killed them, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I think Green Bay's going to – I think they're going to be in the Super Bowl. But anyway, Kate, what I called about was there was a guy that was wounded, tragically wounded at the Tucson shooting, and he said that you're going to die. Or some guy said that this is not the time to talk about gun control, and this guy got up and said you're dead, right?
Yeah, and then they hauled him off, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the solution is not – it seems to me the government should focus on ammunition control. Like, I believe every citizen should have the right to own a rifle or a shotgun or a handgun, but there should be some kind of reasonable limit on how much ammunition you're allowed to buy in a given month. With a computerized system, they can keep track of how much ammunition you buy every month. If some guy is buying 2,000 bullets, who the hell needs 2,000 bullets a month? Or this guy went to two or three Walmarts, whatever the hell his name was, the Tucson shooter.
Yeah.
I can never remember his name. But
Jared Lee Loftner.
Yeah, Loftner. He went to two or three Walmarts, and he was turned down at a couple of them, wasn't he, to buy ammunition?
He was. They thought he was acting bizarre, and they didn't give it to him, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, if a man is so dangerous that he cannot be allowed to own a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun, what is he doing out on the street? If somebody's that dangerous that they can't own a rifle or a shotgun, it seems to me they should either be in jail or in a mental institution. That's why gun control. We had a case here in Western Canada. I'll tell you how valuable guns are. A guy was out moose hunting a couple of weeks ago here in Western Canada, and he had three bullets in his pocket and a couple in the rifle, and he didn't find any moose, but he was surrounded by four big timber wolves, right? Had he been out cross-country skiing or just snowshoeing or out communing with the beautiful Mother Earth, in nature, he'd be inside a wolf right now. But he said the only thing that saved him from these timber wolves was a rifle. So when you balance the good that guns do against the bad, there would be no United States of America had there been no guns, right?
Oh, yeah, I have to say, I mean, I support the right to carry arms, you know that, so,
yeah, right.
Yes.
No, but I'm talking to all the people that say, and it's, to me, liberals are so bloody self-contradictory and hypocritical. When there is a lot of gun violence, then they say this is the time to talk about gun control. But have you ever noticed in a state where there is no death penalty, when there's a whole big whack of murders in a given year, the liberals will always say this is not the time to talk about the death penalty because everybody's too emotional. But now is the right time to talk about gun control. Well, shouldn't the same rules apply? You know, this is not the time to talk about more gun control when everybody's emotional, but yet liberals want to talk about it. But when it's a death penalty, then they talk out of the other side of their mouth.
Well, yeah, that's the whole problem of politics. It's so easy to flip that switch with the trip of the tongue. It's easy to talk in a different direction and manipulate it to fit whatever the scenario is. And let's face it, that happens on both sides. But you and I are on the same page on this one, Al. Thanks for the call. Thank you. All right, so by the way, Al was talking about Eric Fuller, just to fill in the blanks a little bit more for you. He's the guy who screamed, "You're dead," remember, at the Tea Party guy. So he went to the hospital after he was arrested. And what happened was this guy apparently was so upset over the shooting, and he's a self-described, and everybody always leaves the breadcrumbs, he's a self-described liberal and military veteran. And he was so upset, he began ranting at the end of what was a televised town hall meeting about what happened in the supermarket. So he took a picture of a Tea Party leader and yelled, "You're dead," before calling others that were there for this deal in the church a bunch of whores. That's what he said. So they arrested him. They called a doctor. They thought he should be taken in for a mental evaluation. In Pima County, anyone starts doing that, they're taking him. They're going off to the mental institution after this, seriously, after what happened. So Fuller was one of 19 people shot at that Safeway store. And, of course, we know what happened, the rest of the story. Six people died, and Congresswoman Giffords was critically injured with a bullet wound to the head. We know that. I gave you an update on her, how she's off the ventilator and whatnot. And this guy, Fuller, is a former limo driver and a census worker, and he was working to, or he worked hard to get out the message about Giffords. And so when the shooting started, he was there. He was shot in the knee in the back, and he drove himself to the hospital. He was there for 2 days, and he said he just could not calm himself down. He said he wrote down the Declaration of Independence, which he memorized, and all that other sort of stuff. So, I mean, you know, you got to feel for that guy, obviously. He was there. He was shot. It's a terrible thing. Fuller's, I want to say, 63 years old, somewhere in his 60s. Just an awful thing. All right, I promised football, so let's give you the payoff here. Let's give you some football. Over the weekend, to me, the games were rather boring, actually. Now, if you're a Bears fan, you probably loved it. Here is what Jay Cutler, the quarterback for the Bears, said. Here's who he gave credit to after their big win over Seattle.
Offensive line, I thought, did a great job today with that front seven and giving me time when we had play action and we had straight dropbacks. So a lot of credit for them.
All right, Lovie Smith is looking ahead, and everybody's salivating over the Bears and the Packers, that old rivalry. Here's what he had to say on the Packers.
Going into this game, you can only look at Seattle, and we had to get a win with Seattle. But now that we've beaten the Seahawks, it just doesn't get any better, you know, as I see it, than for the NFC Championship to come down to the Packers coming down on our turf this time.
And then Hines Ward, Pittsburgh over Baltimore. He was loving it. No better team, he said. Here's what he said.
What better way than to beat Baltimore and put them out of the tournament? They ask for us. They keep asking for us. And sometimes, you know, my mom always said, be careful what you ask for. You know, it seems like every time we get in the playoffs, they keep wanting to play us. And, you know, at the end of the day, they got to worry about this loss the whole offseason.
They certainly do. 31-24, that was the closest game, probably the best game of the weekend. We told you about the Bears beating the Seahawks. I mentioned the score. I'll do it again, 35-24. You had the Jets beating New England 28-21. That was our nail-the-score game, by the way. Nobody nailed the score. Nobody nailed the score. A lot of people picked the Jets, but nobody picked that particular score. Green Bay beat Atlanta 48-21. I mentioned this before, and Atlanta just did not show up. I mean, this was another one of the boring games over the weekend. Let's hope with the four teams that are left in the NFC Championship game and in the AFC that we see some exciting football. I got my fingers crossed. Don't forget, we will have another Nail the Score coming up on Thursday/Friday morning. Last show of the week in our third hour. Be there, be square.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Well, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.